Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, guys continue to interview around the NFL for these head coaching jobs. If you're just joining us, the Jets finalizing their deal with Aaron Glenn to become their new head coach. So Vrabel gets the New England job. Aaron Glenn, former DC of the Lions, gets the Jets job. And Mike, ironically, Bill Belichick was asked about these coordinators interviewing for jobs. Listen to this.
I've never been a big fan of it. I think it's really unfortunate when you have a team, including the coaches and the coordinators, work so hard all year to get to the playoffs, to have an opportunity to play in conference championships and Super Bowls. And then they're totally distracted by another team who was a bad team, who has a coaching change, infringing on that team that's trying to get to a championship, you know, by hiring one of their top coaches. Nobody would be happy if that was a player, but for a coach, that's also, you know, very disruptive, especially when you're the play caller.
Interesting. You agree with the Bill on that?
You know, it's something we've talked about. You hate to have, you know, Kyle Shanahan was interviewing when he was preparing for the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, I mean, I talked about as an FSU fan, Mark Richt getting ready to coach Georgia and one of the worst Florida State offensive performances in his final game as OC. So you've always worried that the coaches, they're distracted. And how could you not be, especially if it's your first chance to be a head coach? But, I mean, it's so tough, though, because teams want to – what do you do? You're going to put a hiring freeze until the season's over? Teams want to, you know, get moving with their personnel department. So I see both sides of it, but I would have to agree with Belichick. It sucks.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And here's the deal. We haven't been affected by it because we haven't been good enough. When your staff gets really good and your team is playing well, we at some point hopefully will be affected by this, where teams are going to try to come poach our guys. I don't like it either. And the timing of it is what we're talking about here. And the thing for me is always, why can't you just wait till after the Super Bowl to do all of this?
Right. You know, so if you could create like a 10-day free for all between the Super Bowl and the combine, why not? NFL, the NFL can do whatever they want. You know, they set the rules, just push everything back a little bit. And I don't think the Players Association would, you know, make a bellyache about that. I don't think it affects your schedule in the spring and all. I agree with you. It's not the worst idea from Belichick.
Meanwhile, Bill Parcells was asked about Aaron Glenn getting the Jets job. He coached him with the Jets and the Cowboys, and he's loving this. He says, Aaron Glenn is not afraid to be contentious. He says he's not, he's feisty, but he's not rude or impolite. He's just willing to get his point across. And of course, Bill was that guy too. And sometimes Bill was rude. But Mike, you know, you talk about a mindset of going to some of these places. I don't know if Aaron Glenn can turn around the Jets as long as Woody's in control and doing the stuff he's doing. But his attitude is right. I do know that about AG. He's got the right approach. I just don't know if he'll be given the time to turn this thing around. And then his biggest question is, do you want the quarterback back? Do you want right. Aaron Rodgers back?
Well, I think you got to turn that page, don't you? I think if you're Aaron Glenn, and you go, look, you got to have patience. Here's the thing with Woody Johnson. You got to have patience. But I would say this. You know, it's the great debate that we had with Dimitroff and Mike Smith, and then later on how it worked with Dan Quinn. Do you hire the general manager first? Do you hire the coach first? I think Aaron Glenn is such an alpha male with the history with the Jets. Let him get the you get him first, and then you fight and you consult with him on who the GM is, and let him drive the bus. You know, so many times, and you know the New York media and everything else. And Chris, if you want to jump in as a Jets fan, I know they've apparently got GM candidates. They've but no one's rock solid just yet. But I think let Aaron Glenn is a breath of fresh air. Nothing against Robert Saleh. I think he got a raw deal there as well. But I don't think you want Aaron Rodgers within a mile of the new Jets under Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, I'll just jump in here for a second. It's ironic. Aaron Glenn has actually come out and said publicly, Mike, that he wants him back for one more season in New York.
Don't do it. No.
Yeah.
No, Aaron, no.
So
no.
And the guy that they're targeting for GM is Lance Newmark, who has previous ties to Glenn and the organization. So it looks like they want to pair them together and make it a head coach and GM. Maybe a collaboration, Carl and Mike?
No, man. See, I just laid out the perfect scenario, and the Jets going to jet. No. I feel like Lego Batman. No. Because I love Aaron Glenn. Carl knows him better than I do, but I mean, I think he's a guy's guy, stand-up dude. He's got
Don't do it.
And by the way, being the model of Belichick, and everybody wants to be, truly see it through. Let him pick all this stuff. Oh, boy.
Does that mean, too, Turtle, and I'm just guessing here, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Obviously, if Aaron's back, that means all his boys are back, right? Right?
I think the running theory is there is they're picking just low enough in the draft that they're not going to be able to get one of the big two quarterbacks, so they might as well run it back with what they have. Guys like Lazard and those, I don't think they're going to be back next year. But
no?
In terms of Davante Adams, the big one, here's the problem with Davante Adams. His deal needs to be restructured. He's making a lot of money next year, and they're not going to be able to have both him and Aaron on the roster unless they do some major overhauling. So it's going to be interesting to see how, if they do go with Lance Newmark, how he's able to finagle the cap.
Huh. All right. Aaron Glenn hired today as the Jets' new head coach. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Hawks in action tonight against the Pistons. Hawks guys been playing well. I know they lost on MLK Day, but the Pistons are 12-10 away from home, and they've been a surprise this year, to be quite honest with you. This is not the old, we're going to beat up on the Pistons, and this is an easy dub. J.B. Bickerstaff's their head coach. Mike, they are going to pose a test for the Hawks tonight. They are favored, I think, by 3 at home, and this starts a 3-game homestand, but Cade Cunningham, man, if you're not paying attention, this dude, he had a triple-double the other night. I think he had one against the Hawks earlier this season. It's 1 of 7 he's had this year. But let's hear Charles Barkley talk about our Hawks, because I think he's right when it comes to how you're viewing this team as the Hawks being a team that's beaten the Cavs twice, the Celtics twice. They've beaten the Knicks twice up until Monday on MLK Day. Here's Charles Barkley talking about the Hawks being a sleeper.
I will tell you the team is dangerous, believe it or not. The Atlanta Hawks. I think the Atlanta Hawks, they're a sleeper in the Eastern Conference. I mean, the Cavs and the Celtics and the Knicks. Well, the Cavs and the Celtics, they're top tier. I do think the Knicks need to make a trade to get stronger on the bench. I know they're getting Mitchell Robinson back or something.
Can the Hawks win the championship?
I don't know.
Answer is no.
A championship? Okay. No.
Answer is no. Can Cleveland win a championship? Yes. That's what I'm talking. I'm talking championship.
The Hawks have been impressive against those teams ahead of them. They're going into today, they were 7-2 against the top four.
Yeah, and
damn,
it's about
Shaq.
Matchups.
Can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about matchups.
Shoot. Come on, Shaq. What the hell, Shaqtus? Man. No, I mean, Carl, we need some more dudes. I mean, yes, I mean, we first things first, we're just a few games away from being in the four.
Right.
You know, right? We're just a half a game out of being in the five seat. But you've got to go. The only way we can get to Shaq to say yes on that is we have to go spend some loot, take on some salary, which I don't think we're prepared to do demonstrably
would
better.
Would Shaq say that if we had another legitimate star? See, the problem is Dyson Daniels knows his role. He's playing his role great. Jalen Johnson's not a brand name in the league yet. The problem is Shaq doesn't see another star on this team where he looks at Cleveland and he goes, man, you know, Donovan Mitchell and all those stars that they've had, they've paid their guys. This is a team now that is built, and he's not lying. They are built for a championship run. But I'm going to tell you something. If we get Cleveland or Boston in a 7-game series, watch out. I'm just telling you. The matchups give them issues.
Right. No, we've got the defense. We've got the ability. You're right. And I would still like to have a little more size in the front court, whatever happens with Capella's contract or not. You were talking about a better maybe backup point guard for Trey so you don't lose anything when Trey's on the bench.
Yes.
Look, I went back. I watched the Knicks game. The Knicks really came out. They outscored the Hawks 40-27 in the third quarter. And the problem was in this game, and he's been so good, to your point about Shaq and needing a star, this was arguably one of the worst games Jalen Johnson had this year. He was 4-12 from the floor. Only scored 11 because the Hawks and the Knicks were almost like even in rebounding, and they actually Hawks outshot the Knicks from 3-point range. You just need a little Jalen Johnson magic in that one. But I mean, that's and usually we get it from him. But I do think with the emergence of DeAndre Hunter, you know, you've got two stars with Trey if Jalen's on point and healthy. Yeah. So, but you know, go get some more, man. We need some more dudes though. Maybe Shaq will get on our side.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.